Hey, how's it going? This is Braden from Noble Sports. This episode is brought to you by Flask Cap. If you need a fun way to mix up your drinks, go and order a Flask Cap. This podcast is also brought to you by Breaking Down the Tape Media, the fun way to media and enjoy sports. Go give them a follow. You won't be disappointed. So let's talk about the round of 16. What a wild round of 16. I mean, the biggest surprise out of the round of 16 was, first, Argentina is very beatable. They almost lost to Australia. Second, Morocco's goalie, Bono, is the man. Stopped all of Spain's goals, was a stud, and they shocked Spain. So, if you didn't follow the World Cup, the round of 16 was over this past weekend, and a couple days into the week. On Saturday, the first game was U.S. versus Netherlands. I wanted the U.S. to win, but I'm not surprised that the Netherlands won 3-1 there. My biggest complaint is we need a new manager. Greg Berhalter didn't really do anything that impressed me. He got us to the point where we needed to be in the World Cup, but was not willing to change. And that was Netherlands' whole entire attack, was showing, hey,
I love you, Dad.
Oh, thank you, Penny.
Love me, Dad.
So, he wasn't willing to change the game plan, and that was the biggest problem. Where the Netherlands kind of played this, we're going to think you're able to attack, and right when you have your guard down, we're going to run and score on you. So the Netherlands kind of impressed everyone. The other game that was on Saturday was, Argentina and Australia. Argentina won that game 2-1. Messi scored his 67th, had his 67th point in the World Cup. Amazing feat. He's proving more and more why he is the man. But it shows that Argentina is very beatable. So we'll see what happens from that point on. The next game that took place, let me pull up the picture. Sorry about that. Well, let's talk about the ones that I do know, the ones that I can remember off the top of my head. Morocco and Spain, that was another great game. It went 0-0 and went all the way to penalty kicks, where Spain lost 3-0 to Morocco. Morocco is really the surprise. I think they've been the surprise. England and Senegal was last Sunday, and I had predicted Senegal to upset England, but that didn't happen. England put them away 3-0, and really show that they are poised to make possibly a finals run. The other game from last Sunday was France and Poland. France handled Poland pretty good. France won 4-1. No surprise there. They are really showing that they can handle the World Cup hangover, I guess you want to call it. On Monday, we had Japan and Croatia. I had Japan moving on, but unfortunately, they were not able to pull that out. They lost in penalty kicks. It was 1-1 headed into penalty kicks, and they lost, I believe, 3-1 in penalty kicks. The other game from Monday was Brazil and South Korea. I really hope South Korea would have pulled something, but they were handed by Brazil pretty easily, 4-1. And the last game was Portugal and Switzerland. Switzerland really didn't stand a chance. I mean, the big news out of it was Ronaldo was benched. But Portugal won 6-1. And Ronaldo didn't come on until very late into the game. So, I mean, it was a surprise, but maybe Ronaldo isn't necessarily needed to make a deep run. And everyone's saying, well, he's this, he's that. And No, I don't think he is a terrible person. I think he's just going through a lot. It's just interesting to see what happened thus far. So the round of eight starts tomorrow with the first game being... Argentina and the Netherlands. I think that'll be a really good game. If Argentina does not change up their game plan, the Netherlands could come up with the upset. But I do still have Argentina moving on. Like I've said, for Messi to solidify that he is the GOAT all time, he needs to win this World Cup as it is his last World Cup. I think Argentina will win a close one, 2-1 to the Netherlands. Netherlands are a really good team. Their manager is amazing. He has great attack plans. So if an upset were to happen, Netherlands could definitely pull it out. Now the other game for tomorrow that is going to be quite surprising is France versus England. This one I have no idea. Does Mbappe continue to solidify that he is one of the best players in the world right now for France? Or does England's strong attack be able to pull the upset against France? I think at this point France is still too strong and they will win pretty easily. I think they're going to win 3-1 here. Now the game for Sunday, we have Brazil versus Croatia. This is going to be an interesting one. I don't think Croatia is going to move far. They got lucky getting against Japan with penalty kicks. But I think Brazil is just too hot right now. I think Brazil is going to handle them pretty easily. I think they're going to win 4-0. And then the last game is Portugal versus Morocco. Now, I think Portugal has all the tools to win. But I think Morocco is that dark horse. And the last Cinderella team out of the eight teams in the round of eight. I think Morocco's going to go to penalties and eliminate Ronaldo. I think Ronaldo is going to be disappointed in the World Cup once again, and it is going to be a huge deal. Now, thus far, it's been a really great tournament. There's been a lot of drama, a lot of craziness around it. How do you guys feel about the World Cup so far? What has been your biggest surprise? Please send me a message, and on Spotify, it has this cool setting now that if you go to my episode, you can actually comment and send me a comment or a question just right there, and I'll answer it. I will answer it directly in my next episode and be able to further on the discussion. Other soccer news or football, depending where you're from. The Copa America is not going to be in South America. It was supposed to be in Ecuador in 2024. But it is not. It is going to be in the United States. The United States, Mexico, and Canada got invited to participate in the Copa America. If you don't know what the Copa America is, it is essentially the Gold Cup, but for South America. And I would say it's better than the Gold Cup. Gold Cup's not really competitive much, where the Copa America has been really competitive as of late. Hopefully Chile can make up for their rough past two campaigns trying to get to the World Cup. Another news that has nothing to do with soccer. Brittany Griner was finally released from Russian prison and is headed back to the U.S. It'll be nice, and this isn't a political statement, so leave that hogwash aside, whatever your feelings are. An American was released from prison, whether she deserved it or not. This is beside the point. It's a good thing that she was released. This is a short episode. There's not much to talk about other than what's been going on with the World Cup. If you have any questions, please hit me up. Let me know what are your hot takes for the last eight teams and who you expect to move on. Let's do it. And as always, stay classy, Las Vegas.